And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Welcome back. Hey, remember when I told you Brian wasn't here? Well, now he's here.
I think we should do the show this way every single week. You do
no.
the first hour alone, and then I just come in for the last hour and kick it up a notch.
Because it's a sad, sad program when it's just me. Although I think I fared okay in the first hour, but now I'll do even better now that you're here. You hold me to a higher standard.
I was going to play along with your story that I heard a little bit about you telling in the last episode when Mike was here, but I decided that I'd just tell the truth, which is what we were up in CHSR in Fredericton, one of our fine partner stations, and someone was actually talking about, they brought up the radio show to me. It was talking about something that happened in a previous episode that they thought was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and yeah, because we said you were at a Q-tip convention the previous week. Which was good. I actually, so in the first hour, we had music news with Stephen Karlik. Funny enough, when he was at Lanya Vanya, he was talking about this. He was approached by someone and who said, oh, hey, you do the music news for the Earshot 20. It was Gianna Lauren. But,
oh, okay. I was like, what?
Yeah.
How would that even happen?
Yeah. But
I was like, we don't air. I don't know. I guess we do air a couple places in Newfoundland, actually. Yeah. That's not true.
So there you go.
That's funny.
That's pretty good. Anyway, we're going to count down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian will let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
I tell you, I'm pretty upset, though, that I missed last episode because it was our 150th episode. And
no, it wasn't as fancy as what I wanted it to be.
The first episode was a big deal. We interviewed Grimes. Probably about 2 years ago. It was a really big, fun episode. The very first one, 50th episode, we welcomed in Steven.
Yeah.
And he's been here with now for almost 100 episodes, only missing a couple. And the 100th episode, I'm sure we did something exciting. In the 150th episode, the big thing was
I got fired. You weren't here.
They're a new co-host, but actually I'm back. And Earshot is the national campus and community radio report every single week coming at us from earshot-online.com, and it is produced by the National Campus Community Radio Association. You can go to that great website and find the entire national top 50 there, as well as over 30 campus and community radio stations submitting their top 30 albums of the week, including specialty charts for jazz, folk, hip-hop, roots, blues, and so much more. Reviews, features, and all kinds of fine things. So go check it out. Once again, that is earshot-online.com.
Yeah, and you can find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. And we'll do it in the form of an interview. And we'll play something from your latest release. All right, it's time to get into it. Time to get into the music and lots of great stuff. I was talking about this in the first hour, Brian, when you weren't here, about how there was lots of great stuff coming into the charts that is new to our listeners' ears because it was sitting below the top 20 the past week or so.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff new into the program this week. We have a debut that we're going to bring you in the very next set and several records new to the program, probably about half a dozen fall-offs. And so in amongst that as well as a couple of records that fell off a week or two ago and are back. And so big old shakeup. We're in, the very beginning of May. It's a big, huge summer records coming out. And there's also some pretty huge debuts not in the show this week that are definitely some challengers to make it towards the top there, possibly in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens. Peary Ring's been sitting strong for 5 or 6 weeks now.
They've been up there.
And there's been lots of movement in amongst the other few there. So we'll see what's going to happen. But there's definitely some great music we're going to hear today and throughout the next couple of weeks as well.
All right, let's get into it. Number 10.
All right, you're going to hear from Catherine Calder, her new solo record, which is not her first, but it is her first self-titled record. And it's at number 10, dropping down from number 6. You're going to hear a track from that one called Beach. At number 9, down from number 7 is Tough Age Plays Cubs Hot Dog Day on Mint Records. You're going to hear Electric Chair. And debuting at number 8 is the new Alabama Shakes record, Sound and Color. And you're going to hear a track called This Feeling.
All right, here's Catherine Calder, the song called Beach. You're number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Morning lifts itself across the sky.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
I just kept hoping the wire would become clear. I spent all this time trying to play now and find my way here. See, I've been having me a real hard time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming. Yeah, I just kept dreaming. It wasn't very hard. I spent all this time trying to figure out why nobody on my side. See, I've been having me a real good time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So please don't take my feelings.
That was This Feeling by Alabama Shakes, their new one, Sound and Color, debuting on the charts this week at number 8. At number 9, down 2 spots, was Tough Age Plays Cubs Hot Dog Day, and you heard a track called Electric Chair, and we started off that set and this hour with Catherine Calder, her new self-titled record. At number 10, down from number 6, and that was the fine lead track from that album, Beach.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation. We're going to give you a bit of a break from that because I know it's an overload. You just love the music so much. We're going to give you a break, and we're going to head back to the phone line and catch up with Stephen Karlik again from Exclaim Magazine. We got some more music news, and this is some news about one of the most anticipated festivals of the summer, I think, and it's Pop Montreal. They've announced initial lineup.
It's definitely one of Canada's most famous, and it's back for another go-around, of course, this year. Pop Montreal is now in its 14th year, and the festival has confirmed some of the names who will be participating in this year's edition. The event will run from September 16th to 20th at various venues around Montreal, as per usual. So far, confirmed performers include Giorgio Moroder, Godflesh, Will Butler, Built to Spill, Michael Cronin, Ott, Pathway to Paris, which is a collaborative concert featuring Thurston Moore, Aurora, and many others, The Cribs, Cœur de Pirate, Cairo Gang, Babes in Toyland, Bully, Cannibal Ox, Heartless Bastards, Jerusalem in My Heart, Stars of the Lid, and many more. And of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are still more than 400 acts to be announced. We expect that lineup to get a whole lot bigger and to come soon. Mobile apps for the festival will apparently be available on May 20th. And tickets for the newly announced shows will go on sale Friday, May 8th. By the time you're hearing this, they may be on sale. In the meantime, there will be plenty of Pop Montreal-sponsored shows going on in Montreal around their home city that aren't part of the September festival. You can see full event details at Pop Montreal's website and more about the festival at exclaim.ca.
Sounds like a fun lineup to start, and I'm sure, like you said, it's only going to get better.
Yeah, it always does.
All right, news about Prince. This is the artist formerly known as Prince, right? Am I right?
He's named Prince again.
Oh, he's named Prince again.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
All right, well, news about him anyway.
There is news about him, and it's that he is apparently planning a Rally for Peace concert in Baltimore. He announced earlier in the week that he'd recorded a new single inspired by the Baltimore riots, which, of course, are very tragic. You should follow the news wherever you can. And while the track has yet to surface, Prince has already ramped up his support. He will apparently headline a concert dubbed the Rally for Peace concert on Sunday, May 10th at Baltimore's Royal Farms Arena. Concert organizers said in a statement about the show that, quote, in a spirit of healing, the event is meant to be a catalyst for pause and reflection following the outpouring of violence that has gripped Baltimore and areas throughout the U.S. As a symbolic message of our shared humanity and love for one another, attendees are invited to wear something gray in tribute to all those recently lost in the violence. As previously reported, the forthcoming new song is a direct response to the riots protesting the death of Freddie Gray, though it addresses a sad string of similar recent events in which young black men have died as a result of police violence. A statement from Prince's camp describes the song as, quote, a tribute to all the people of the city of Baltimore. Tickets for the show are on sale now, so if you live in or around the Baltimore area and you're listening to this, do pick up tickets.
Yeah, it's tragic events, and it's nice to see an artist that is as prolific as he getting involved and doing something that that can help, at least try and help with the healing. So something to look forward to for that.
Yeah.
All right, we've got one more story before we get to your song pick of the week, which I'm interested to hear what it is. But first, we are going to talk about the Pan Am Games happening in Toronto and some of the shows that are going to be played, and they're free.
Yes. So Toronto is hosting the 2015 Pan American and Parapan American Games. Don't ask me to give you any more depth about them at all. but they will be in Toronto this year. And in addition to sporting events, the city will apparently host an arts and cultural festival called Panamania. Now the organizers have revealed the lineup for the event, and it's a bit of a doozy. The Pan Am Games will run from July 10th to 26th. While the Parapan Am Games follow from August 7th to 15th, Panamania will run through both events lasting 35 days and including 250 artists and exhibitions. This will include free outdoor shows from acts like The Flaming Lips, Death from Above 1979, Janelle Monáe, A Tribe Called Red, The Roots, Chromeo, Jan Arden, Colin James, Lights, Dragonette, Tanya Tagek, and many more. Also, there's apparently visual art, theater, dance, and more, so some very cool stuff, considering that it's just a sports event. Some very cool stuff coming to Toronto. The bulk of the music portion will take place at Nathan Phillips Square downtown and CIBC Pan Am Park, which will be built on the grounds of Exhibition Place. You can learn more about that festival at exclaim.ca. But some very cool stuff, some big names there for sure.
When sports and music come together, it's magical.
Usually a disaster.
Well, this sounds like it'll be good. This sounds like it'll be good.
Yeah, it's some cool stuff.
Awesome. All right. Well, Stephen, thanks so much again for joining us this week and giving us our music news. Again, exclaim.ca if you want to check out more and pick up the copy nearest you. We're going to throw it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. My song pick of the week is by a Montreal band called The Muscadets. They just released a new EP simply called Side A. It's 5 songs only. It's available on limited edition CD and, of course, digitally at their Bandcamp. The last song from it particularly has been stuck in my head. It's called Honey Let Go, and it's one of the 5 examples of their really great surf rock sound. It's very cool, especially in light of the rather disappointing Best Coast LP. So check it out, The Muscadets. The song is called Honey Let Go, and it's on Earshot Radio.
Extra.
Seven.
Break down like all the time.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was On a Dime by Joel Plaskett. He drops down from number 3 to number 6, the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. Reloading into the charts at number 7, up from number 28, falling off the week before that was Capachao, Collected Output, and you heard a song called Restitution. And of course, as we do every single week, we heard from our friend Stephen Carlick at Exclaim, and his music pick this week was by the Muscadets, and it was a track called Honey Let Go.
The only thing I'm disappointed about the fact that you're here is that I didn't get to say Capachao, because I really liked it, and I talked at length about how I enjoy saying the name of that album. So, but then I just got to say it, so I guess it's all right. It's good. Anyway, all right, we're going to move on. See, this is what I love about you. It's like even when you're here, you're not really here. We're going to move on and a few more tracks to bring you. Then we're going to talk a little bit about, we don't have a full lowdown for you, but we're going to talk a little bit about some of the albums that are making debuts below the top 20. Is there?
Yeah, there is. All right. Well, there's some biggies.
I can't wait to hear
about it. There's ones that I'm surprised that they aren't in the top 20 this week, but that I think that they're probably guaranteed. There's a few that I'm willing to put money behind.
Okay, well, we're gonna do it. I'm getting my quarters right. Ready. Okay, first though, we have a few more tracks, and we'll kick that off right now.
It's Courtney Barnett at number 5, sitting still this week, as her latest "Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit." You're gonna hear a track called "Debbie Downer" and "Great Lake Swimmers." Last week they were at number 11 with "The Forest of Arms." This week at number 4, and you're gonna hear "Shaking All Over."
Every day ship with a smile with affinity. There aren't any lifeboats to heaven around here. Just misguided people playing Russian roulette, mistaking kindness for weakness. Thinking like giants and acting like children, strangers in a hurry. Every day could be your last. Hurry, darling, hurry fast. Time won't slow for anyone. Out on the tracks at 1:15. Set me on fire and watch me fly. You can see how I burn, you can feel how I try. You're my number one puncher, my number one fist. You're my heaven and my heartbeat, my one true bliss. So let me down on the floor, I can't take anymore. From the snakes against angels and stairways to heaven, and more different faces than a couple of dice. I'm shaking all over and I can't control it. Every day could be your last. Hurry, darling, hurry fast. Time won't slow for anyone. Out on the tracks at 1:15.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 4, from number 11, it's the Great Lakes Swimmers, A Forest of Arms. You heard Shaking All Over, and we kick it off with Debbie Downer by Courtney Barnett, her new album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. Sits still at number 5.
All right, let's hear all about it. I want to hear exactly what is making debuts and which ones. Hang on. Here we go. I have one. Two,
oh, you have three. Some good money going on there.
I have three loonies.
All right.
And I'm willing to... What are the odds? What do the odds pay?
I don't know.
They make it in. It's
1-to-1.
It's going to be a segment that we like to bring you, give you some insight as to what's happening below the top 20, because we can't play the national top 50. And we call this...
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
It's going to be a little pared down this week, but we do have 10 debuts below the top 20 to tell you about. Kicking all off at number 48 is Etiquette with a new album called Reminiscence. It's on Hand-Drawn Dracula. At number 47, here's one. I'm pointing at this one.
Yeah.
Braids. They have a new album on Arbutus, and it's called Deep in the Iris, and that one may be in the top 20.
I actually believe you on that.
And I actually think that maybe that one will end up at number 1, but we'll see what happens. I know that they're a pretty popular group. And at number 45 is Leaf Rapids. At number 40, the Mountain Goats, they have a new one out called Beat the Champ, which is being fairly critically acclaimed. At number 39, Colleen with Captain of None. 38, Ghost Twin, Here We Are in the Night. At number 31 is Ponctuation with La Réalité New Soufflé, which is a really cool Quebec garage rock band that I enjoy very much. Check that one out. Tara Lightfoot at number 24, Every Time My Mind Runs Wild. And here's one just narrowly missing out in the top 20,
but guaranteed to be
there next week with some nice long tracks. Will be very difficult for us to put into the show, and that Anthony will be pulling his hair out. It is a fine Canadian band on Constellation Records. It's the new one from Godspeed You Black Emperor, Asunder, Sweet and Other Distress at number 22.
I remember when the album was on the charts the last time. Oh lordy, yeah, that is
good record. A little hard to digest
at some points, a little hard to fit into the show because like what were the tracks no less than 8 minutes or something.
I think their new album maybe has four four tracks on it. Okay. So it's in the pile there somewhere.
All right. Well, we'll have a look. We'll see what happens. Anyway, thanks for that. And now we're going to give you your final three, your top three songs of the top 20 this week. Oh, you found the album.
Has some pretty flowers on it.
Okay.
Has four tracks.
Yep.
The shortest is 6 minutes and 13 seconds. Probably going to hear that one a lot.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Pretty hard to fit 10-minute tracks in. But anyway,
yeah.
Cool record. Check it out. And I'm sure we'll be hearing from it next week. We're going to go into number three right now. Last week's number two, Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart, their self-titled debut collaborative record. And here's a track called Seif.
Number 2. could swear that you'd seen angels' eyes, but maybe they were blind. What's the point of angels' eyes if angels really aren't alive?
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Thank you. dancing in magic. There were untimely dreams where I knew. Woken in a fog, don't sweat it. And reckon none of it had come from you. But in a week might our weakness elude. There was a staggered shift of my hips, so how swiftly it shook the dew from my lips. There was a danger that seeped from my skull, how it dripped on us all, but it wasn't your fault. We are stranger than earth, with our seasons misled, stronger than roots. When our parts parted, she bled and bled and bled. I wasn't thinking about you. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. Seek what we might lose, but in a week might our weakness elude.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number one atop the charts again this week, that is the new album from Purity Ring, their second, called Another Eternity, and we heard the track Stranger Than Earth. Faith Healer finds their way up to number two this week, up from number four from Cosmic Troubles, their debut record on Mint, and that was Angel Eyes. And we heard from Soons and Jerusalem In My Heart from the record of the same name, dropping one spot to number three this week, and that was Seif.
There you have it. It's another countdown done for the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, of course, the Earshot 20 counting down the national top 20 albums from earshot-online.com, the national authority on campus and community radio. I'm Anthony and Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. We count down those top 20 albums, and it's all from Local 107.3 FM. That's where we record and broadcast the show. Broadcast on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners who air this program. We thank them all very much for airing us. You might also be listening to us on radio4all.net if you download the program or if you podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in, and join us next week. Brand new countdown, new music news, new everything, and possibly even some bigger shakeup on the charts than we had this week. We'll have to see what happens. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.